All right, everybody, this video that we just got coming out of DC is genuinely beyond the pale. It is a perfect microcosm of how this administration operates. Nobody in America likes crime, but we also don't like masked individuals who refuse to identify themselves, tasing and kidnapping random people on the streets of DC or the streets of LA or any blue city or state for some reason. But I want to show you all this video of a delivery driver being randomly tased by a group of men who refuse to identify themselves. And honestly, I was going to make this video solely about the protests breaking out across the country as Trump returns from Alaska and lands back in DC. We have protests breaking out not only in DC, not only in Alaska, not only in LA, but also in Texas and in over 200 more locations, all to push back against this redistricting effort. So I'm going to combine this all because I think the on-the-ground protests pushing back against the overreach actually link perfectly to the video of the overreach that I'm about to play. So I'll play this video from Sam Stein in just 1 second, but let me break down the protests that broke out in Texas today.
The people united will never be divided. The people united will never be divided.
Genuinely massive crowds all throughout the country. Check out MSNBC covering this.
June 14th, at what may have been the largest mass protest in American history, millions of Americans turned out at No Kings rallies across the country, all of them united with a shared message for the president. We won't bend the knee. It is now holding another National Day of Action this Saturday called Fight the Trump Takeover in 250 locations across the country.
I expect to see a lot of folks who weren't involved before showing up on Saturday. I expect to take this momentum forward because Saturday is one day of protest. And then we build from that towards what will be the next big No Kings protest.
Yeah. June 4th. Think about this. 250 locations this protest today is happening at. And this is only a few months after No Kings. People are ready to mobilize. And it's because of the video that I'm about to play of these masked men in D.C. Just to run you through a few things. The reason why D.C. is such a matter of focus right now is because Donald Trump mobilize the National Guard into D.C., which isn't unconstitutional in and of itself, but it is super disproportionate for an area that has lowering crime rates. After mobilizing the National Guard, he took the D.C. police under his control. He has since given it back, but it's just all absurd. And if you want to protest and have your voice heard, if you live in or around Omaha, Nebraska, I will be in Omaha, Nebraska on August 23rd. Which is Saturday, August 23rd, with Senator Elizabeth Warren. So click the top link in the description of this video or go to won'tbackdowntour.com. Let's watch this video from Sam Stein, managing editor of The Bulwark.
Hey guys, it's Sam Stein. Wanted to share with you this video that we were just sent from a source. It really underscores what's happening in Washington, D.C. In this case, Trump's takeover of the police department. And there's been some increasingly violent confrontations. I haven't seen anything quite like this before. In this case, a group of masked officers this morning on Saturday tased a delivery guy. It happened on one of the busier intersections, neighborhoods in D.C., 14th and R, which is like where the political elite really hang out. It's pretty ugly confrontation. You can see for yourself. Watch the video. Let us know if you see anything similar. Hit us up on our tips line. Thanks, bunch.
Remember, this is where the political elite hang out, is what he said. So this could be a public intimidation method, which we know they have been using, intimidating people.
Get out of our city, bro. Get out of our city.
Choke yourself out.
We're right here, man.
Hold on.
Here's where it gets wild. They refuse to identify themselves while using a massively disproportionate amount of force. What is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 grown men to take down somebody who's already on their back. On their stomach, sorry.
Why are you guys here? Do you even have identification on you? Who are you guys?
What are you?
Yo, can we see some badge?
You guys?
Can we
see? Are you guys a cop? Shut the fuck up.
Are you?
Who are you?
Yo, why you gotta wear the mask, man? Take your mask off and show me some badge, huh?
Your guys are
bro, it's so easy to be behind a mask. Yo, let's see some badge. Yo, let's see some badge work.
Who are you?
Boys, let's see some badge work.
Do I have to answer to you? You gotta answer to somebody.
So, wait, so you guys are just masked?
Don't worry.
We're just masked up?
Who are you?
Who are you guys?
I don't care, my guy.
You don't care what agency?
You don't care.
Bro, what agency are you guys with? Are you guys working for the U.S. government or not?
Back the fuck up.
Can I see some badge work,
back
sir?
Back up.
Sir, can I see some badge?
Is the camera on? Is your... Oh, you guys are ruining this country. You know that, right? Liberals already ruined it.
That's insane to say. So we have a masked, I was about to say federal officer, but we don't even know what he is. Is he local? Is he federal? Is he from another state? Is he the national? They will not identify themselves. They didn't even read off any rights, from my understanding here. And when someone says, you guys are ruining the country, they say, the liberals have already ruined it. This just is a perfect peek into the mindset of these people. The country was not ruined. The country was recovering economically from COVID, and there's a lot of wealth inequality. There are problems, but the country is not ruined to the degree where you need to go out there with masks on, not identify yourselves, and pull delivery drivers off of the street. This is ruining the country. But in their mind, they think that, like, quote-unquote wokeness, meaning, I don't know, gay people or minorities, have already ruined the fabric of the country, so this is their response, when it's a disproportionate and unjustified response. It's a crazy thing to say. The liberals have already ruined this country. That's why we're going kidnapping people off the streets. Damn. It's like the same time. It's like Hitler using Jewish people as a scapegoat.
Okay, can we see some badge work, guys?
That's his property.
Hey, guys.
The liberals already ruined it. No number, no ID, no name.
This is a democratic process. It doesn't look like it. Can we see some badge work?
We've already ruined the country.
Hey, man, can we see some badge work before you go?
Can we see some badge numbers?
Hey,
can you,
sorry.
Can get the blades, bro?
Get the front plate.
There is no front plate.
Oh, weird.
Oh, so you guys, is this legal?
There is no front plate. To answer the guy in the video's question, no, there's no way this is legal. It is blatantly unconstitutional to pick somebody up, have no identification, masks on, no front license plate whatsoever. That's a kidnapping. That is called a kidnapping, which is illegal. They didn't even read him his Miranda rights. And then that brings me over to the protests that we currently see breaking out. There is a reason why soccer games in D.C. have this chant. And there is a reason why thousands of people are joining together to fight the Trump takeover. That's what it's called, fight the Trump takeover protests. And let me just break down the foundation of these a little bit, because the No Kings protests were obviously very channeled towards pushing back against executive overreach with immigration or tariffs or anything else that Trump has been pushing way too hard on. But this one relates to the midterms a lot. This sign right here gives it up. It says, freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. This one says, Abbott's letting Trump take Texas. This one says, put Texans first. People are now rallying around Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to fight back against the Texas gerrymandering, and people are pushing back against Texas. And this is important. This is how democratic movements are built at a time when they want us to roll over, lie down, give up, stop showing up, and stop caring whatsoever. But we do care. We are going to relentlessly show up and push back. Sorry, I keep plugging this, but one more time, this Omaha trip is going to be very, very fun. So make sure you're there if you live in or around the area. So let's read this. Thousands are expected to gather in cities and towns across 34 states on Saturday for a national day of protest against Republican redistricting plans. And this is important. This is very, very important because Governor Gavin Newsom needs our support to explain that this redistricting plan he has is only temporary. He only wants to remove the Independent Redistricting Committee for a temporary amount of time and then bring it back after Trump's, you know, entire rigging scheme is over. So we need to push back. We need to be intentional. And I appreciate all of you. Thank you for being here on a day-to-day basis. I'll see you on the next video. And peace out.